Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
There's a scouting report on Reddit on different dating apps, and I'm curious because I've never had to be on one or I've never been on one.
Must be nice.
If they're accurate.
It is.
They weren't even around when I was dating, so I'll just take that. I was grandfathered in to health. Okay, so we'll get to that in just 1 second, but I got a question for you, Abby, before we even start that.
I have an answer.
I don't know if you do.
Oh.
What did you do to the interns this weekend? So I'm by the coffee machine, right? One of the interns, I'm not going to name her by name, but she comes in and she's just, I mean, I could hear the shuffle in her feet. She's so tired, she can't even pick her feet up.
Dragging them?
Yeah. So I say to her, you all right? What's going on? She's like, oh, I'm so tired. I went out with Abby this weekend and she just doesn't know when to stop.
That was not my experience.
That's all I'm saying is one of the interns is really exhausted today and here we are Tuesday feeling the effects of Abby from Saturday.
Listen, if the interns can't hang, that's not my problem. I wasn't the one to hire them.
That's right.
That's a Tommy problem.
Can't be a woman at night? Then you can't be a woman in the morning.
Amen to that.
That's right. All right, so here it is. Here's your scouting report. Tell me if these are accurate or not, okay? He says he's a 25-year-old male, and he's just gotten on to the apps. He says he's just below average height, says he's in pretty dang good shape, not a bodybuilder, kind of introverted, and just over 6 months single, and he's based out of London, okay? So he's like, you know what? I'm going to go on the dating app, so let's check these things out. This is his impressions. Tinder. I'll match with women my age, 1 year on either side. They're usually be quite introverted, and the conversation is pretty playful and flirty from the jump. I'll usually be asked out after about 1 week or of talking. So either he's doing the asking out or they are. We'll go out on a non-Friday weekday or Saturday, never Sunday. We get drinks at a pub or a bar. On the first date, things typically don't go beyond flirting, footsie under the table. Usually we'll kiss and whatever else on the second date and onwards.
Footsie? Hello.
Footsie.
I've never once had a man try and play footsie with me.
Maybe it's an English thing.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I've never heard of that either.
Okay.
So Tinder is typically known as the more casual app. So it seems like he's bringing up the flirty conversation in his first impression. And I would say that's pretty accurate. I haven't been on Tinder since college, mainly just because it started to feel a little bit like low grade prostitution.
Save that. Please save that. All right. So let's chew on Bumble. That's the one you're on mostly, that and Hinge?
Yeah, those two for sure.
Bumble, I'll typically match with introverted women.
Why is everybody introverted?
Yeah, how does he even know that they're introverted? Because it's their pictures.
Well, that and also, like, I feel like almost everybody's on a dating app. So you're going to get a good mix of introverts and extroverts. Yeah, extroverts like to go out. They're social. They should be able, by title or by definition of extrovert, you should be able to easily meet people at bars or restaurants or other activities. So I feel like it's just like a blanket statement to assume everybody is an introvert. I'm guessing he's saying that based on the dates he's gone out on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like attracts like. So if you're an introvert, you're probably going to attract other introverts.
He says on Bumble that conversation is usually a bit more stilted at first, but gets deep once we find some common ground.
Mm.
This is on Bumble. After around 2 weeks of talking, I'll be the one to suggest a date, typically coffee somewhere. The dates have a friendlier vibe to them, rarely flirty at all on Bumble. I could count on one hand how many women I've kissed from Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble, I would say most people are looking for a relationship on Bumble. So if he's getting a friendly vibe, it might just be sort of like the first date vibes of someone trying to feel you out. Whereas Tinder people might be just a little bit friskier off the bat because there is more of like a casual undertone. I was actually thinking yesterday while I was on Bumble that it does take a second for the conversation to get off the ground because women have to make the first move. And I ain't going to put more energy into the conversation than you're putting in. So if this guy is introverted and he's just like, hey, how was your week, I'm gonna hit you right back with the same thing.
Same vibe.
It was good. Yep.
Okay. And Hinge, he says Hinge is the strange one.
Okay.
Typically match with highly educated, very extroverted older women, mainly late 20s, early 30s, with a couple of 40s in there. Conversation usually zeroes in on something deep, common ground straight away, but never really flirty. They'll usually be the one to ask me out fairly quickly. I had one woman ask me out on her fifth message the other day. Dates have so far always been on the weekend, usually involve walking around, followed by drinks. The vibe usually turns pretty friendly. And we'll end up chatting about work, and we don't really talk about relationship intentions and stuff. We'll talk for a couple of hours and leave things on a friendly term. Yet to have a second date from Hinge, though.
Oh, that's interesting. All of my second and third dates have come from Hinge. And what I like about that app more is it's easier to get the conversation off the ground because you can like specific photos and you can like specific prompts. So it's easier to be like, oh, you also like Star Wars? And then you can start talking about Star Wars.
I would like more information about his data, exactly how many dates this dude has been on each app in order to see if there's any validity to his results.
Yeah, right. This might be all about him and nobody else.
Yeah.
But some of them are fairly accurate as far as you have experienced also?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Tinder, it's the flirty, casual hookup app. Bumble, it's the guys who don't want to start the conversation, so it's the women carrying the conversation on the back. And then Hinge, it's all the women in their late 30s trying to make a move. They're running out of time.
There's an air of like, hey, we need to meet each other quickly.
There's urgency for sure.
The Burt Show.